protest over the cost of living in San Francisco on KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
KGO 810 News Time, 7 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Mary Liz Cortese, filling in tonight for John Lobertini. The Drex Radio Show is coming right up after this news update. Activists gathered outside San Francisco City Hall today to demand stronger tenants' rights, as the city has been seeing evictions soar by 50% in the last 5 years. KGO 810 Scott Lettieri was there.
Stop the eviction!
Supervisor Campos Mar and I are calling on the city attorney to finalize legislation that seeks to disincentivize these very for-profit evictions that are occurring through our city and strengthening the rent ordinance that many of us depend on citywide.
San Francisco Supervisor Jane Kim in front of about 100 activists and tenants who are supporting the legislation. Scott Weaver is with the San Francisco Tenants Union.
In recent years, we've seen what we call pretextual evictions.
Loopholes like hanging laundry and having a cat and stuff like that.
Those are the kinds of abuses that we're trying to address by this legislation.
The full board is expected to vote once it gets the okay from the city attorney.
Meanwhile, KGO 810's Jeannie Lynch says there's a push in San Jose to strengthen its rent control laws.
Concern about affordable rents has rekindled rent control proposals in cities, including San Jose. Councilman Raul Perales.
We certainly don't have enough supply of affordable housing, and I can assure you we're not going to be able to develop enough within not even the next 5 years. We do have an ability to potentially increase that stock, housing that is controlled under rent control. And we also have the ability to lower the percentage that the rates can be increased year after year.
But property manager Ron Stern says it may be too little and too late.
It's not the best idea, but maybe it's an idea whose time has come.
The panel overseeing the new span of the Bay Bridge will spend up to $4 million to test broken bolts and other problems on the bridge. KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports.
At a committee hearing, Chairman Steve Heminger said word that salt water may be seeping into the base of the tower and that an anchor rod had failed to test are game changers, and something needs to be done to figure out just what's going wrong. That'll mean first finishing tests for corrosion, then removing the failed rod and determining why it's broken.
As well as pull testing on all of the hundreds of rods in the tower base.
Bay Bridge spokeswoman Leah Robinson-Leach says the money will come from toll payer dollars collected across the area's bridges.
This is a massive project, an innovative project.
Meaning some problems are to be expected, she says. Caltrans maintains the new span is very safe. It was billions of dollars over budget.
Military bases in California and throughout the U.S. are on heightened alert after reports that ISIS may be targeting them. Democratic California Congressman John Garamendi is speaking out about the threat.
The bases themselves, they need to be aware. They obviously have increased their security and their observation.
The threat level was raised late last week. There's no word on what kind of attack might occur. President Obama's goal of getting a free trade agreement with Pacific nations has been dealt a setback by his own party in the Senate. Correspondent Bob Costantini says many Democrats are worried about how the trade deal affects labor.
Most Senate Democrats were not looking for a fight with the administration, but at the last minute, they wanted new provisions for training any workers displaced by jobs sent overseas because of a new trade agreement. Negotiations for possibly bringing the bill back up in coming days may start later this week.
All but one Senate Democrat voted against the measure. It's coming up on 7:04 at KGO 810. Time for a look at Bay Area traffic. We say hello to Lee Graham.
Thank you, Mary Liz. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. In Oakland, 580 eastbound before Harrison Street, there's an accident there that's in the clearing stages. Still don't have lane info on it, but it's got you stop and go back to the Nimitz. Los Altos Hills, 280 southbound at El Monte Road, a solo vehicle accident there. A Volvo ran off the road and hit a tree. They ended up needing two tow trucks. Traffic is still at a crawl back to just before Page Mill Road. 237 eastbound at North First, an accident there that's actually on the right shoulder, but traffic is still stop and go back to Lawrence Expressway. And in Los Gatos, 85 southbound at Camden Avenue, there's a fender bender also on the right shoulder. Traffic still solid back to 17. Your Northern California Honda dealers' race to save is on. Race in today for supercharged deals on every Honda model, including incredible financing and lease offers on new Civics, Accords, and CRVs. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thanks, Lee. We'll talk to you in a few. Tonight will be partly cloudy and breezy, says the National Weather Service. Lows near 50 as usual. Those winds will be from the west, though 20 to 30 miles an hour before midnight, 10 to 20 miles an hour after midnight. Now, tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. It'll become mostly cloudy. Highs will be in the mid-50s to lower 60s during the day, and winds will be from the southwest 5 to 15 miles an hour. Not quite as breezy. It's time for the Drex Radio Show. I'm Mary Liz Cortese, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Drex Radio Show along with the Heather program on KGO 810. Live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com or get the app today in the App Store. And we go everywhere you go. In stereo, by the way. All right. So, let's take a look here. 10 more days until Memorial Day weekend. It's getting close. 24 more days until the Entourage movie. Are we excited about that?
Oh, there's a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Did not know.
40 more days.
Still has Jeremy Piven?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, it does. It'll be interesting to see that again because it was so big. The whole Entourage thing.
I just saw Mr. Selfridge for the first time.
Oh, really?
Mom watches it, so we checked it out on Mother's Day, but it's all right.
40 more days until Father's Day, and 53 more days until Independence Day, which, by the way, is on a Saturday this year. So don't let
hopefully your company's giving you Friday off.
Yes, hopefully so, or Monday.
Do. And 5 days till Beta Breakers. Is your costume done? Better run out and get some glue.
Here are some random facts for you on this. It will be Tuesday, but every day until next Wednesday. I'm trying to make it Wednesday.
It's been Tuesday all day. Oh, okay.
Well, Monday was so Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah, and so now you're trying to jump ahead to Wednesday because you just can't wait to get your picture taken.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Okay. Yes, that's right. Tomorrow's
like school photo day.
It is.
Yeah.
School photo day.
I'm going to have to take my tongue and lick my three fingers and take care of that cow lick there.
Why bother? You know how to get rid of the double chin. You put your
Head out.
Mm-mm. Take your tongue and push it up against the roof of your mouth. And then smile. A transsexual friend of mine taught me that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You still have a double chin?
Mm-mm.
No, you do.
Heather.
Okay, now try. I'm kidding.
Okay. No, but that's a beauty secret.
Press your tongue to the roof of your mouth.
And then smile.
I just don't see how that would work.
Well, you have to practice.
Just look like an idiot because you're concentrating on putting your tongue on top of your mouth.
Hey, you learned something on this show, at least. Every date until next Wednesday is a palindrome. Like today is 5/12/15, which is the same forwards and backwards.
That's right.
Yes, every
love
day.
Those.
Yes, through next Wednesday. That's where I was going with Wednesday. New York City produces almost 3 times more trash than any other city in the world. Yes, we have it right. We have a great recycling program. We don't get enough credit for that in the Bay, by the way.
Oh, I think we do, but okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not across the U.S. We're certainly patting ourselves on the back.
Here's a good one. Indiana has so many meth labs. Last year, they busted 34 for every one that we bust in California.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. What about marijuana dispensaries? Because those seem to get busted quite a bit.
They don't have those in Indiana. That's why they have so many meth,
like compare
meth
them,
labs.
Compare the meth lab to the medical marijuana dispensary and then do that
know.
Math. I'd be curious to hear.
I think it's much better that we stick with the pot. The J&J walking was a 1920s slang term for idiot. So jaywalking means idiot walking.
Huh.
There you have it. Okay.
I did not know that. Wait, idiot walking J.
Well, it's a 20s slang term, so I wouldn't expect you to know it. It's almost 100 years ago.
I think there is a Hive song called Walk, Idiot, Walk.
And by the way, when you're the NBA MVP and you're playing a good game, you expect an occasional high five from a hometown fan. But from a supporter of the other team at the other team's arena,
yeah,
we can all call that pretty surprising. But that's exactly what happened to Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors. Last night, a spectator wearing a Grizzlies T-shirt actually gave Curry a high five while he was very busy destroying those Grizzlies, going for 33 points in the 101-84 Warriors victory. Series tied at 2-2. So how about that?
That's nice.
I mean, that's pretty cool when you're getting love from the opposition. by the way, deservingly so, right? Yeah. Okay, you ready for some fun? Here we go. This dude made a video compilation of Michael Jackson's grunts and posted it on YouTube. It's already gotten over 400,000 hits. We'll put it up on our Twitter account at Generation Drex, and you can join the party. Here we go. This is a montage of Michael Jackson's grunts. Wow. That's fantastic. I just love that. We'll be playing that many more times tonight.
What? No, we won't.
Oh, yes. I just can't get enough of that.
Are you kidding?
I can't stop till I get enough. And I just can't. All right. By the way, when do you look your best and when do you look your worst? Thank God we're not doing school pictures on Thursday. Thursday's a bad day.
For your looks?
Yes, especially at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when we were going to do our pictures.
It is when we were going to do our pictures.
It is when we were going to do our pictures.
Does that take into account that you had a hair appointment that day?
Don't start. She became Hawk Heather this afternoon.
I'm never going to finish.
Oh, my God.
They moved the school pictures I got a salon appointment. So whatever.
Jeez.
Our promotions photos are just going to be what they're going to be.
It'll just look like us, which will be perfect. It's fantastic.
You're supposed to say I look great every day.
You look beautiful all the time.
Pull that out.
All the time.
But I'm going to look great
nonstop.
On Thursday.
You will. Okay. You'll still be the beautiful person that you are. All right. So
inside.
Me too. Cowlick and all. Well, you'll have to fix that for me.
Okay.
You know what you have to do? You have to bring in some of that, what is that, pancake stuff you put on your cheeks? Because we've got to calm my cheekbones down.
Calm them?
Yeah, you need to calm them down. Because when they light my face, I look like Rudolph the red-cheeked reindeer.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so this might be over something. My head,
makeup-wise. Oh, I think it's very easy. I don't care what you use. it's important, you know. When this flies in the face of everything that Garfield told us about Mondays, the new average finds that women say they look their very best on Monday mornings at 10:06 a.m. to be exact.
Because that's when they finally got all their makeup on.
Yes, and they finally got to work.
So Monday morning, you rest because you just had a nice weekend. I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. I so don't care for Mondays, but how can anybody possibly look good on a Monday morning? Well, the theory is that the weekend recharges you, just as you said, and you put a little extra effort into your appearance at the start of the week. But that, but that all goes to hell when Thursday rolls around. The average woman says she looks her worst at 4:05 p.m. on Thursday. So Thursdays, I guess, I don't know why this is gender specific, but nonetheless, I guess it's just like to hell with, I've had enough of this week.
Interesting.
Around Thursday at 4.
And that's why everybody starts drinking on Thursday happy hour Friday Eve. You're like, maybe if I drink some, I'll look better.
I'm so done with this week. It's 4:05 on a Thursday. All I've got to do is get through tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I guess that's the average thinking going into this. So we'll assume that this applies to guys too, although nobody knows how much effort they put into any day of work. Here's how some women rank their looks on all 7 days. Monday, the best, followed by Friday. Guess they're feeling happy on Friday, so that kind of makes sense. Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday is the pits. Thursday's the pits, people. What can I say? All right, next we're going to... we're going to take a break and we'll be back. And we're... hold on, Michael. We're going to talk about stress and how it's going to make you healthier and happier, and you're going to live forever. And you can thank stress and traffic for that.
First, you have to learn to embrace it. Woo! There you go.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of stress and traffic, put a smile on your face. Let's go to the KGO Traffic Center with Lee Graham. He's going to make you live longer.
Let's find our happy place. All right, thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. In Santa Clara, I do have some good news. 237 eastbound at North First, there was an accident there that was on the right shoulder. They have cleared that. traffic is relaxing very nicely from Lawrence Expressway. For those of you in Los Altos Hills, I do have some good news. 280 southbound at El Monte Road, that solo vehicle accident is still blocking the left lane, but the tow truck has it loaded up now. The bad news is that traffic is still at a crawl back to just before Page Mill Road, but it should start unwinding here soon. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge, construction has been creating traffic heavy in pockets pretty much all the way across. It's kind of coming and going, so just be prepared for it if you're crossing the San Mateo Bridge on the eastbound side. San Francisco, northbound 101, construction causing heavy slowdowns from Marina Boulevard up to about 1. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can, with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
When it's your turn, the exceptional comes without exceptions. And the one you want becomes the one you own. With the Lexus It's Your Turn sales event, get 1.9% APR financing on Lexus certified pre-owned RX models. Exclusively at your Lexus dealer, each Lexus CPO is backed by a comprehensive factory warranty and roadside assistance. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends June 1st. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. and Canada. See your participating Lexus dealers for details.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-317-1981. Call now, and Chad will also give you 2 free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-317-1981. That's 800-317-1981.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now stretch back into train pose and melt into your super wide seat with legroom for days. Turn your torso to the right and take in the panoramic view. Very nice.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board to places like Portland, Seattle, LA, Reno, and Denver. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, thank goodness for this report. We're going to talk about adult stress and why it's not necessarily a bad thing. And we have Dr. Kelly McGonigal from Stanford on the line with us. Doctor, thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, thanks for having me for this conversation.
You bet. Now, we started the show with this study where they were talking about, you know, well, it was gender specific. It was talking about women saying that they feel like they look their best at 10:06 a.m. on a Monday, and they feel their worst at Thursday around 4:05 in the afternoon. I guess they've had enough of the week, and perhaps they're a little stressed by then.
Yeah, wow. I did not hear that data. That's interesting to me.
Well, it's from health.com. But I can tell you, you definitely caught my attention when I read your report, and it made its way around the internet and around the country and the world, talking about the fact that stress can actually be a good thing if you make it a good thing. Please explain that to me, because I am a stressed out person sometimes, and I know I put myself in that situation, and I always think it's an unhealthy thing.
Yeah, well, we're all used to thinking of stress as basically the enemy of everything good in our lives. And as a health psychologist, I was trained to view stress that way, too. I mean, I've spent 15 years telling people that stress will make you sick, it'll make you depressed, it'll ruin your relationships. And more recent research on stress is really changing the story about stress. And it's not the case that there are no harmful effects to stress, but it also seems like there are some real benefits to both the situations that cause stress in our lives, that it can actually be helpful to have a stressful life, and then more importantly, that actually we are really good at stress, and that if we actually embrace what our brains and bodies are trying to help us do when we're feeling stressed, it can actually help us take advantage of stress, so we're less likely to experience the harmful outcomes that we're used to thinking about.
Well, when I think about stress, and I know there are different types, and we'll discuss that, but for instance, I know one thing that's a good thing. For instance, and you hear this from people who are in show business, no matter what they're doing for their career, but for instance, before a show, I will feel nervous sometimes. Not because I've been doing this so long. I mean, not rattling nervous, but, you know, I ramp up and then I calm down. And as soon as I sit down on the microphone, it all melts away and I'm just fine. But I've been told over and over again, that's a good thing, because if you're not stressed out, if you're not, you know, kind of on edge, then you're probably not working hard enough at doing it correctly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the interesting thing about that is that there is clear evidence that getting anxious before you have to rise to a challenge almost always makes you do better, that your body is giving you adrenaline, you're pumping out all these hormones that make you feel a little bit on edge, but are also, that's about giving your brain and body energy. And the funny thing is that we're so used to being told, oh no, you need to calm down, you need to chill out or relax, that we actually have learned to interpret that anxiety as a really bad sign, that maybe we're about to choke under the pressure. And a lot of the studies that have been coming out showing sort of the upside of stress have shown that how you think about that anxiety can make a really big difference, so that people who maybe are feeling really anxious before an exam or before a big negotiation, if they are told, you know, you can view that anxiety as energy, you don't need to suppress it or get rid of it, they actually end up performing better, and they have a stress response that is literally more energizing and also less unhealthy. And that's part of, you know, why I wrote this book about the upside of stress, is because the harms and the good side of stress, they're both true. But it seems like when we choose to put a positive spin on our own stress, it transforms us and the experience itself in a way that makes it more likely that we are going to have a, we'll be able to rise to the challenge.
Okay. So not, oh God, I'm nervous, I'm going to choke, but oh, I've got this great nervous energy, I am going to rock this.
Yes.
Just kind of flip
and
the
conversation.
One of
the most surprising things is, even if you, this is, to me, this is, blew my mind, because I'm someone who has a lifelong history with anxiety. And I always thought, you know, when you hear stuff like that, it's only true if you're not really anxious. That's like, you know, the star who gets a few butterflies in his or her stomach. But actually, the research shows that even if you suffer from an anxiety disorder, that learning to view your anxiety not as an obstacle but as a source of energy actually helps people perform better and transform even clinically intense anxiety into something that can fuel them rather than become this enormous barrier in their lives. And I think that that's, you know, something that surprises a lot of people.
We're speaking with Stanford psychologist Kelly McGonigal, and we are talking about the benefits of stress. 808-0810. Yes, if you have any questions about stress or anxiety, now's your chance, 415-808-0810. So, doctor, let me ask you this. I mean, is it a mindset that you have to set up to separate mentally the productive as opposed to the counterproductive as far as stress is concerned?
Yeah. Well, so so some of the most recent research to come out suggests that how you think about stress really plays a role in whether or not you're able to cope well with stress. And there are three ways of thinking about stress that can be really helpful. You brought up one, to view stress as energy. And that helps when you're feeling anxious or overwhelmed or even angry. But there are other ways of thinking about stress that seem to be really helpful. And one is to view stress as an opportunity to learn and grow, to think of stress as being kind of like a workout for your brain in the same way that a physical workout is going to be uncomfortable and possibly exhausting, and you might hate it while you're in it. But the long-term effect is actually one that creates strength and resilience. And being able to remember that during times of stress also seems to make it more likely that people will cope well and actually get stronger as a result of going through something difficult.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, and we have people calling here that would like to ask you a few questions. Yes, 808-0810. We are talking with Stanford psychologist Dr. McGonigal. And when we come back, we'll talk about, you know, what should you do when you're facing a difficult or stressful situation and the whole fight or flight or, you know, there is chronic stress, and I'm sure that's not a good thing. So we'll continue. But first, let's go to the KGO newsroom on KGO 810.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. That means that more than half the fund managers don't invest their money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
Storybook tales come to life at the 121st Annual Luther Burbank Rose Parade and Festival, Saturday, May 16th. The theme of Out of a Storybook is helping increase literacy in our community. You'll experience whimsical entries like The Three Little Pigs, The Wizard of Oz, and The Little Mermaid. Following the parade, join the Festival of Family Fun in Courthouse Square for food, live entertainment, awards, and more. Donation bins for books will be located at the festival. Come out to the Rose Parade and Festival in Santa Rosa, Saturday, May 16th. RoseParadeFestival.com.
Your home is arguably one of your biggest investments, and with spring here, it's time to take care of that investment with a great deal from Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet cleaner. Call now to take advantage of the May Magic Special, $39 a room. That's it, $39. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers get free quotes. Check it out online at ZeroBayArea.com, or you can find it on Facebook and Yelp. Call 877-321-0739.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Croissant-witch! Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Croissant-witch, silly, I told you already. Get two flaky, light, buttery croissant-witch sandwiches for just $4.
What's going on?
Knock, knock.
Get two croissant-witch breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
We're going to check in with Mary Liz Cortese in just a second, and then when we come back, we're going to discuss embracing stress. is more important than reducing stress. Yes, it's true. We're taking your phone calls at 808-0810. First, let's check in with the KGO Newsroom.
Hey there, Drex. Japan had a 6.6 magnitude quake today in the same region where the Fukushima quake hit 4 years ago. Today's tremor was centered 74 miles southeast of Morioka, Japan. A check of the deactivated nuclear reactors found no damage, and there are no reports of significant damage or injury anywhere from the quake. But in Nepal, less than 3 weeks after that devastating earthquake rocked it, another massive quake has hit that Himalayan nation. Correspondent Karen Kaifa has the latest.
Dozens of people are confirmed dead in Nepal and India, and at least 1,200 people are injured after Tuesday's 7.3 magnitude earthquake. The epicenter was about 85 kilometers from Mount Everest in a remote area. Also Tuesday, the Pentagon says a U.S. military helicopter that was providing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief in Nepal has gone missing. The incident is under investigation. I'm Karen Kaifa.
Here in the Bay Area, PG&E is preparing for a potential earthquake on the San Andreas Fault. Starting mid-morning tomorrow, the utility does a two-day drill. More than 750 employees will simulate the aftermath of a big quake. The company says after the Napa quake last August, most homes and businesses had power restored after 26 hours or so. But closer to the bay, where it's more densely populated with more infrastructure, customers are advised to expect and prepare for no gas or electricity for 3 days. The man who police say followed and tried to sexually assault a 13-year-old girl in her San Jose home was in court today. KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges has that story.
31-year-old Muhammad Kaliki, who was assigned a public defender today, will be back in court next week. He's facing 4 felony counts in connection with alleged attacks on a 28-year-old woman and 13-year-old girl.
These are strangers that he is acting on impulse, grabbing random strangers and trying to rape them.
Santa Clara County Prosecutor Brett Wasley, he says they believe the attack involving the young girl was planned, considering Kaliki was caught on tape following her home.
He had the intent to assault her. This was not, you know, just a random act at the last minute. He clearly followed her, and I think that's evident on the video.
The boy who was killed by a Muni train in San Francisco's Lakeview neighborhood this morning is identified as Andrew Wu, whose family lives nearby. KGO 810's Kim McAllister has more.
A horribly sad scene in the Lakeview neighborhood where an 11-year-old boy is dead. Albie Esparza with San Francisco Police.
Call of a collision involving an LRV Muni and a pedestrian, which is an 11-year-old boy who unfortunately died of his injuries.
Jay works at the store on the corner and saw this accident happen.
He says the boy's mother saw it too.
Oh, she was hysterical. She was trying to move the train, trying to pull the kid out from under the train. She just lost it.
Officer Esparza says this is the worst kind of call.
It's hard to describe when an 11-year-old loses their life like this.
Police have corrected that little boy's age to 12 years old. And are you ready for drones to drop off your packages? Correspondent Mark Chase says you don't even have to be there.
Amazon's application with the U.S. Patent and Trade Office for its drone delivery system reveals some interesting tidbits about the company's plans. For instance, Amazon wants to be able to send drone orders directly to you, even if you're not home, with the so-called bring-it-to-me option. The drone would follow the GPS on your mobile device and use that location for delivery. The drone delivery system is only in the testing phase. In Washington, I'm Mark Chase.
Still ahead, we'll get back to Drex and Heather and check traffic and weather next.
The International Champions Cup presented by Guinness is coming this summer. Experience great world-class soccer when your San Jose Earthquakes take on Mexican Giants Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See Earthquake stars Chris Wondolowski and Innocent Imagra take on Oribe Peralta and Paul Aguilar of Club America. It's Earthquakes versus Club America July 14th at Avaya Stadium. Get your tickets now at internationalchampionscup.com. You don't want to miss it.
Ever wish you had a team of specialists to help you lose weight? That's what you get with Jumpstart MD. Our experts evaluate your medical condition with your lifestyle goals and combine it with our expertise in nutrition science to customize a program just for you. Over 20,000 people in the Bay Area have already partnered with the Jumpstart MD team to lose weight. Find your Jumpstart coach and call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
Do you suffer from aching, cramping, or restless legs? Or do you have unsightly varicose or spider veins? Dr. Mark Isaacs at Vein Specialists of Northern California can help. For over 25 years, they've specialized in the latest office-based, non-surgical vein treatments. Procedures take under an hour with absolutely no downtime. Your legs will be pain-free and vein-free in time for spring. Visit Vein Specialists of Northern California now at veinspec.com and schedule your free ultrasound evaluation.
It's 7:35 at KGO 810. Let's get a look at Bay Area traffic. Back we go to Lee Graham.
Thank you, Mary Liz. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. We'll go back to Los Altos Hills, 280 southbound at El Monte. They have that solo vehicle accident there taken care of. The vehicle is hooked up. It looks like they're finally driving off with it now. But traffic, while it's starting to move, it's still extremely heavy back to Page Mill Road. Santa Clara, southbound 101 at De La Cruz, an accident there on the right shoulder. That's helping to keep traffic heavy back to Lawrence Expressway. And on the Dumbarton Bridge, 84 eastbound at the high rise. Just keep your eyes peeled, please, for a stalled out Mercedes in the slow lane. No delays through there. In San Francisco, northbound 101, you've still got construction jam-ups from about Marina Boulevard up to 1. And in the city, looking good westbound on the Skyway, but eastbound is hardly moving at all from 101 up to Fremont. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, tonight will be partly cloudy and real breezy. Lows near 50. Winds will be from the west 20 to 30 miles an hour. It'll cut down a little bit after midnight, 10 to 20 miles an hour, but bat down the hatches. Let's get back to the Drex Radio Show. I'm Mary Liz Cortese, KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. We are talking stress, embracing it. More important than, trying to reduce it. Why fight it? There's no
Which I think
it.
Is really funny because we're probably in the meditation capital of at least the United States.
I wouldn't say of the world, but nonetheless, Stanford psychologist Kelly McGonigal is our guest, and we're talking about, I understand, doctor, when you think about it, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, that old cliche. But I suppose it is true. But I'm concerned about things, and we'll get to the phone calls in just a second. The routine stresses, the pressures of work, the family, other responsibilities, and the other kind of stress where it's brought on by really horrible negative things, big changes, losing a job, divorce, illness, or accidents, natural disasters, as we hear going on left and right, seriously being hurt or you losing a loved one, all incredible amounts of stress.
Yes, and in fact, I think of those things really best described as suffering, and they're probably the most stressful experiences that we ever have. I think something that's really important for people to keep in mind is that, there's no science, and certainly I am not arguing that there's something intrinsically good about the situations we would describe as suffering. The good is not to be found in the trauma, in the loss, or in the suffering. But the actual effects of those experiences on us and on our well-being turned out to be really complex. So it is the case that chronic severe stress or traumatic stress can often give rise to illness and depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. What's really interesting is that even at the same time, as we continue to get through the experiences, you also see very commonly reports of post-traumatic growth and resilience. And interestingly, one of the best predictors of whether or not people say that they are able to find meaning in their lives is the amount of serious adversity that they faced and also the level of chronic stress that they're under right now. And it's a very interesting paradox because there's nothing good about the suffering, but human beings are really good at finding a way to transform even adversity and suffering into greater connection with others, into personal growth, into an expansion of their faith or their purpose. And so I think when we talk about that sort of stress, it's critical to acknowledge the real harm that can happen. But I think it's also important to be able to hold that perspective with the other side that can also give us some hope as we are dealing with situations that we would never choose for ourselves or anyone we care about.
Well, and I guess another cliche, what makes us, stronger are the horrible things that happen. Or you often hear everything happens for a reason.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, and I think so that, right, that's the wrong way to think about the upside of stress. It's not that everything happens for a reason, but as one of the women I write about in the book, who was trying to find a way to recover from the suicide of her mother at a very young age, she always says there was nothing good in the death of her mother, but she has chosen to make something good out of it. And I think that that's the difference between a sort of Pollyannish, oh, you know, everything happens for a reason point of view, which can actually be quite hurtful, into the point of view that I think the science supports that I'm suggesting, which is, look, you can find a way to make meaning out of anything, and that choosing to do so is pretty much the only life raft that we have in those types of situations.
Yes. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here, and let me see, our first...
We have Joyce in Sunnyvale. I'll let her tell the story. She shared some details with me off air that I'm not sure she wanted me to share.
Go ahead, Joyce.
But she's definitely going through one of the most stressful things you can go through these days.
Hi. Well, you know, I feel like I have been a person all my life of resiliency. You know, I've had a lot of things happen, and I've been a single mom for a lot of years and have raised four great boys, and kind of weathering along. So within the last year, I have had a lot of things kind of just coming at me, starting with an accident last year, being hit by a truck, a Hershey's truck, of all things. A month after that, diagnosed with a type of gland cancer, which was dealt with. Literally 2 weeks after that, I had kidney surgery, and it just kind of kept coming, and then to find out that my sister in Canada is losing a battle to cancer. She was taking care of our 93-year-old mother. I have had to go up to Canada and bring my mom back home with me and basically just moved her in a couple days ago.
Wow.
So I'm feeling, and I'm just kind of, I'm doing it, you know, I'm trying not to, I think too far ahead, I think I'm going to lose it, because I'm now finding out, you know, what little help there is for seniors, you know, unless you have a lot of money. Anyway, I'm getting off topic there, but I'm finding that, you know, I'm waking up with my stomach in a knot, you know, I teach fitness classes on the side, so it's like I know all the right things to do. You know, I've done yoga. I teach Pilates. You know, I get it. I do. But I actually got to the point where I thought, you know, I feel like I need something, you know. And I called my doctor, and she prescribed me a very low dose, you know, of some Ativan over the next month. And part of me feels like, well, you know, am I coughing out?
Okay.
Or,
let's see what the doctor thinks.
Something that it's okay to do for a month. You know, I'm kind of on the fence, and it's just been really hard. Just a lot of stuff.
Go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, that is really hard. And I think that, you know, one of the most important things to do is actually take a moment and appreciate everything that you're doing. And that the need to take something like Ativan or to seek support in some way to find some self-care in no way takes away from the incredible strength that you're already showing. And I think, you know, this is a perfect example of how, you know, I would be an idiot to say, oh, well, just look for the good in that situation. I'm sure somehow that stress will work out for you. You know, in this sort of extreme case where life is full of incredible challenges all at once, that it becomes less about trying to see the stressful situations as good as it is important to see the good that is in you. And we know that people who are good at stress, who are able to get to the other side without falling into complete despair, are the ones who are able to continue to take some kind of actions, even if they can't control the situation. They're people who are able to find some kind of meaning or value in what they're able to do in that situation, to sort of be able to think about what they care about, even when it feels overwhelming. And the last thing is to not feel isolated in what you're going through, to have a sense of perspective that there are a lot of other people dealing with similar situations, and it's sort of not something that says what is uniquely screwed up with you or your life, that you're going through it in this moment. And I think that, you know, from that point of view, the upside of stress is not the situation, but it's the fact that you're coping and that you are able to continue to make choices and stay engaged rather than completely collapse under the face of what life is giving you in this moment.
I think another thing... Sorry, go ahead, Joyce.
I do feel like I am managing it, like, okay, do it, you know, as best I can, and yet it's just this kind of, now I'm at this point where not like there's this impending doom, but it almost, I feel like I've got kind of pervasive, what next?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You just do not know when this madness is going to end. And I think one of the things that I was hearing you sort of say that might be important, and we'll ask the doctor if she agrees with me, is not to stress about just needing or asking for a little help, whether that's a therapist or some medication or whatever it is you need to get for yourself. You know, don't take on the world.
Absolutely. I mean, in situations like this, if you didn't have that sort of stress response where you feel like it's out of control and you aren't sure if you can keep going, you wouldn't be human. You would be a psychopath. And the thing is that people often, you know, we think that there should be a way to relate to these types of situations where somehow we aren't feeling that unknown uncertainty, the self-doubt, whatever the feelings are, we think that somehow we could be going through this and have a very different experience of it. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why I want to talk about stress in a different way is because we shouldn't take our own stress, even when it's extreme, in the way that you're describing of sort of feeling like, I don't know if I can keep going or what's next. That's not a sign that we are inadequate to our lives or that there's sort of something wrong for us for not being able to handle it differently. And I know that that sounds very different than what we were talking about earlier, which was, you know, embrace your anxiety as energy. But I think it's all part of the same mindset that is basically about trusting ourselves in difficult situations rather than feeling like we need to, that there's something wrong with us for the fact that we're experiencing this distress.
Dr. McGonigal, would you mind holding on for a quick break? I want to, I have a few questions
couple
for you. A
couple more questions,
stuff.
If
yes,
you don't
I mean,
mind.
Because you're so good. I mean, and this is, you know, we're getting so much response about this. And we are speaking with Stanford psychologist Dr. McGonigal, and embracing stress is the topic. But when we come back, I want to ask you about situational things and a few other things that we can do to stay healthy. And God bless you, Joyce. Hang in there. First, let's check in with the KGO Traffic Center and Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers in Los Altos Hills, 280 southbound at El Monte Road. That accident there has been completely cleared. Traffic is unwinding very nicely. It is stop and go back to Deer Creek Lane, but it's dissipating rapidly. Santa Clara, southbound 101 at De La Cruz. That accident on the right shoulder cleared also. Traffic is relaxing very nicely. You're heavy still back to Bowers Avenue. Fremont, southbound 880 at Thornton Avenue, a little before or after Thornton Avenue, rather. Please watch out for an entire tire in the second lane from the left. Back to the city in San Francisco, if you're getting ready to head out across the Golden Gate Bridge on northbound 101, just get ready for a wait. Construction is still causing some fairly heavy slowdowns from Marina Boulevard up to 1. The Toyota Time Memorial Day sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 bonus cash on any Prius Liftback, Prius C, or Prius V. Don't miss out. Visit your Toyota dealer today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Wouldn't you love to start sleeping better tonight? Mancini Sleep World can make it happen for less as we celebrate our lowest prices of the season. We've drastically reduced prices on the largest selection of top brand quality mattresses, including adjustable comfort, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and more. Our family started Mancini Sleep World back in 1969, and we're committed to providing you a great value and a healthy night's sleep. Hurry into one of our 32 stores for huge savings. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Amen to that, and we're talking about stress. But before we do have a little bit of breaking news here.
Yeah, there was a train derailment outside of Philadelphia, it looks like, just moments ago, and people are being taken to the hospital for evaluation. There's no word on whether there's any fatalities as yet, but I'm sure Mary Liz will catch you up at the top of the hour. But since that's a ways away, we thought we'd let you know.
And by the way, we'll also be talking about the fact that there's been another earthquake in Nepal, and just breaking. It looks like the Fukushima area has also been hit by an earthquake. So that's not good news. All right. So speaking of stress, certainly not embracing it, but on the tragic scale. Dr. McGonigal from Stanford, let me ask you this. When we were talking about this during the break, and you're talking about embracing stress, but as we heard from Joyce, that was a very touching story. A lot of times these things are situational. And I'm not saying hers was, but I've gone through situational stress, and I would go see my therapist, and my therapist would say to me, you know, I can't give you a pill to make this go away because it's situational. I can't sit here and prescribe you a pill for something that is justifiably a reason to be upset. You just have to work yourself through it.
Yeah, and I think that is reality. And I think too often one of the reasons that viewing stress as toxic ends up being harmful to us is because we are so desperate to escape our own feelings of stress that we often turn to coping behaviors that aren't healthy, like needing to get drunk every night or avoiding difficult conversations because we think we can't handle the stress. And so part of embracing stress is that, you know, what the therapist might say, that part of embracing stress is accepting the reality of it, that this is actually happening, and that it makes complete sense that you would be experiencing whatever symptoms you are experiencing. And I think that, you know, in listening to all of these bad news that have been coming out since we've just been talking, I think one of the symptoms that we should pay a lot of attention to when we have stress is the fact that our stress response motivates us to connect with others, that you release hormones like oxytocin that actually make you want to help others and make you want to be comforted by others and be helped by others. And there's a real biology to that. Scientists call that the tend and befriend rather than the fight or flight response. Oh. And, you know, just listening to the news, many people might have been feeling that kind of empathic stress response. And part of that is to actually get us, to motivate us to do something, to make a donation, or to go into the other room and hug our kids or our spouse or our pet, and actually use that moment of empathic distress to connect and strengthen with our own relationships. And I think that we sometimes only pay attention to the racing heart and don't notice these other ways that our stress response is trying to actually help us cope.
That's really interesting because during the break, we just found out about the train incident that's going on in Philadelphia, along with earlier today, Nepal had another big earthquake, and now Fukushima just had a sizable earthquake. And I was feeling a lot of empathy during the break, thinking, oh my God, how horrible is this?
Yes, and that empathy is actually a good thing because it motivates us to do something and it motivates us to reach out to the people we care about. You know, that often when we hear bad news, one of the first things we think about is, wow, I wonder how my kids are doing, or I, you know, wish I were with my family right now. And that's going to be true whether it's our stress or somebody else's stress and suffering. And that's an instinct that if we embrace that instinct, that's part of what it means to embrace stress, that we can use difficult circumstances to reach out for support or to look for ways to help others who are struggling.
Okay, so when we talk about stress that needs to be medicated and you should seek medication, what would those cases be? Because there are times when medication is there for a reason, and that's why you go see a doctor.
Yes, and we know the biology of stress can get derailed for a lot of reasons. Sometimes it can be purely physiological. Sometimes situations are so traumatic that they really change our physical stress response in a way that would benefit from medication. I think that actually, you know, because I'm not an expert on who should be, say, on an antidepressant, I always say that there's a certain type of stress where if you're experiencing it, it's a really great idea to get help. And it could be medication or it could be talking to a counselor or, you know, someone at your church or a psychotherapist. And that's when it's the time to really look for that help is when stress feels overwhelming, out of your control, without meaning, and you feel isolated in your stress. And those can all be created by biological changes. You know, you can have a biology in your brain that makes it very, very difficult to think that there's anything you can do that will have any benefit whatsoever. And sometimes, you know, antidepressants can help with that. But you may also be in a reality where you need extra support in order to be able to make choices or to not feel alone. And sometimes it's not going to be medication that does that, but, you know, real human connection.
Absolutely. I have always found when I sit down and actually talk it out, especially with a third party, you know, such as a therapist does or a psychologist such as yourself, that I always feel better coming out of there. And it's something to do with the magic of that person being a professional and unbiased. I think has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, you know, that's true, because sometimes people in our lives who care about us get stressed about our stress.
Oh, yeah.
And that's actually something I teach at Stanford. We teach a class on, you know, how to be better at dealing with other people's stress. We can actually embrace other people's stress, too, in a way that makes us actually better able to help them instead of get so overwhelmed by our own stress about their struggles.
Well, you've been fantastic. Stanford psychologist Kelly McGonigal. And you have a book out, yes?
Yeah, if you want to know more. Oh, sorry. I was about to read your book to you.
Well, it's called The Upside of Stress, and it's available at booksellers everywhere.
And the subtitle is Why Stress is Good for You and How to Get Good at It. So if you didn't learn everything through this conversation, listeners, definitely get the book and see how to sort of flip the script and have stress work for you.
I love it. You've been fantastic, and have a great rest of the week, Doctor. I do appreciate it.
You too.
All right. We are going to take a break, and we will be back. We're going to check in with the news department and find out all of the latest. A lot going on. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Wouldn't you love to start sleeping better tonight? Mancini Sleep World can make it happen for less as we celebrate our lowest prices of the season. We've drastically reduced prices on the largest selection of top brand quality mattresses, including adjustable comfort, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and more. Our family started Mancini Sleep World back in 1969, and we're committed to providing you a great value and a healthy night's sleep. Hurry into one of our 32 stores for huge savings. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken.